So he was running barefoot with a minimalist shoe. But his feet were hurting a lot. So I think you switched, right? Did you switch too?
Yeah. Sometimes I go for a lap on barefoot just for feeling of the ground.
Right. So I had an old pair of Asics, and you know, I offered him to, because his feet were hurting so much. So I offered him, you know, to use them, and you ran a couple of laps with them, right?
I'm one.
Well, here they are. Here they are. My old shoes. They look. How many miles did you do in them?
Using them, I don't know.
Yeah. So this barefoot running is an interesting thing, but you know, for 6 and 10 day race, it's pretty intense.
Now Pedro's done it before, though. What's his analysis of barefoot running?
It's good. You feel alive. You just feel the ground.
And doctor, from your point of view?
What I've read is that you have to be really biomechanically sound, not too many injuries, more on the young side, and no really misalignments anywhere in the body, because anything that's out of alignment will be accentuated when you're running barefoot. You know, you'll feel it more, and it might be made worse. Okay, turn on to your stomach. Pedro was a great, I mean, last year he was running in these, you know, sandals. So I always tell people not to embark on the barefoot running unless you've practiced, you know, before on a really good surface. You know, so, it's interesting. I was running with the young man running this afternoon. I did quite a few laps, and since... And he said something, the man running around the world, and he said something really pretty profound. He said every 5 years, he once heard sneaker companies just change the sneaker. So it's more sales. So even with this barefoot running, this has become all the rage, and every sneaker company has. But this event is more of a spiritually and... more something to do for the spirit and the mind than you know, being caught up in the sneaker or the shoe.
Well, let's talk about you being here and the fact you come back, you run around the course every day, and then you come back and help out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just inspired to run with these people. In fact, one of the young ladies said I should be out here on the course. You just said it 5 minutes ago, because she saw me running with Gaspar, and I was running. He was doing 10-minute miles, which were pretty intense. So I only did about five laps, but I'm always motivated. And my favorite oxymoron is that running is a positive addiction, and I'm totally addicted to the run and to, you know, working on all these runners, because they are the most motivating and enlightened people to run with, and they very rarely complain about anything, and they just keep me basically jazzed up to run. I mean, I just ran almost an hour, and I feel great, you know, and it's really inspiring. Turn to the side. And I'd love to come back forever.
Mitch, Pedro, thank you very much.